Following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You know, when you think about seeing America and traveling our great highways, you got to think of this guy and this family, Randy Genicola and Clem's RVs in Elwood City. You know, when I first met this family decade plus ago, I just thought, where does all the energy come from? And then I had a sit down with his father many years ago at the convention center during an RV show that truly changed my life forever. We will pay tribute to his late father and his wonderful mother and family, but more importantly about his business. And that's one of the best businesses anywhere in America because it is America's business and it's the business of RVs. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Pittsburgh Works, Mr. Randy Genicola from Clem's RVs in Elwood City. Morning, Randy.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you here because I love this time of year. People are thinking about, you know, getting out, seeing the world, and the best way to do it is an RV. Right at the outset, I want to tell everyone a very special opportunity for you. It's going to be very easy to capitalize at the RV show if you do what?
Come on into our display and say this little saying, we stack them high, let them fly, stack them deep, and sell them cheap. And we're going to have an additional discount just for KDKA radio listeners today at the show.
You know, I got to tell you, stack them high, let them fly, stack them deep, sell them cheap is something that I swear I'm going to have on my stone someday for people to remember me, because no matter where I went, no matter what I did in West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, everyone would say that slogan to me. So for the first time, we're going public. When did you come up with that?
Rob, as you know, a long time ago, we used to do some live radio spots on a Saturday.
Right.
And we'd have a special of the week. And I got tied up with a customer. I had to break away on my cell phone. I had no idea what I was going to put on special that week. As I'm walking the lot with the cell phone in my ear, you asked about the special. I had no clue what it was going to be that day. And it just kind of rolled off my tongue.
Well, it's legendary, as you are. We're going to talk a little bit about your dad later in the program. But listen, none of us would be here if it wasn't for our moms. And I had a chance at the funeral home to see your lovely mom, who obviously is going through some tough times now because her beloved daddy Clem is gone. How much has your mom meant to this business? I know your sister's involved, your boys are involved, your lovely wife, you got a brother who's out there. But tell me about your mom being the backbone of this family.
She was the backbone. Dad was always quiet and just plugged along and knew how to work hard. Dad didn't talk a lot, but he talked to mom. And if you ever wanted dad to do something until you got mom's approval, it wasn't happening.
That simple. We'll get back to more about your dad and mom throughout the hour. But here's what amazes me. 1964, you've been selling Coachman. You're the oldest Coachman dealer in the country. When people think about RVs, and one of the first names that I remember you teaching me about was Coachman. How special is that?
Well, their mascot, if you look at every Coachman, is the Dalmatian, and his name's Pete. And I tell people I knew Pete when he was a puppy. I used to ride with my dad in a blue and white 1970 Ford pickup truck from Elwood City to Indiana. Dad would load a truck camper on the back, and we'd tow a trailer home. He brought all his own units into the dealership in Elwood City. And before we would leave the complex in Middlebury, Indiana, Dad would drop me off at the stoop of their administrative offices and let me play with Pete for a few minutes.
You know, here's something else. And by the way, I know there are a lot of RV enthusiasts out there. You're on your way to the show today. I wouldn't do this with just anybody, but I know Randy, who knows this business. There's nothing he hasn't heard or been asked, and he knows service as well, something they're famous for at Clem's. You have a question, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. You had the car dealership for many years, so your dad was plugged into that as well, Dodge, Chrysler. You also will take not just RVs on trays, but because of your history in the automobile industry, you do that, you do motorcycles. Tell me how that works.
Well, people want to trade one hobby for another.
As they grow up.
As they grow older, children get older. Quads, motorcycles, tractors. This past year, we took a puppy in on trade.
What kind of puppy was it?
Little Shih Tzu. Steve Deffenbaugh, my general manager, adopted it.
I love it. So, only at Clem's.
Yep. So we prefer not to take in items that eat because I hate to increase my inventory value after I have them. But that was a smooth, simple transaction.
Jeez.
The puppy came in and out in less than 3 or 4 hours.
What did they trade it in on?
A pop-up tent trailer.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's a reality TV show. You have to just go have a cup of coffee at Clem's RV Sales. Past 2 years, you've doubled your size as far as sales volume is concerned. You are the largest in Western Pennsylvania, often imitated, but never, ever duplicated when it comes to RV dealerships. Why is it? And recession-proof, too. You just continue to really chug along. Why is that?
Dad taught us one thing many, many years ago. He said, when you're dealing with a customer, sit on the other side of the desk. And you'll know exactly how that customer wants to be treated. We try to do that every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Now, as we go to break, and I know this is tough talking about your dad, he's also one of the reasons why Elwood City is still the thriving community that it is. And I went to view him at the funeral home on New Year's Eve in a torrential snowstorm, went through the great towns of Beaver Falls and Wampum and Coppell, and all of these things about your father just kept playing back in my head, and they were all lessons in life. And I just know this, if I would have listened to maybe 2 or 3 of them more, I would have saved myself a lot of grief because he was so far ahead of his time. But the thing about sales is, you've always heard this, and I've sold for years, you have to be a people person. Your dad really invented that phrase, didn't he, Randy?
He did. You know, everybody that he came in contact with, he shook their hand. He made them feel important. It didn't matter whether they bought an RV from us or not. It was just the idea of making people feel comfortable and knowing that they could just stop in at the dealership, have a cup of coffee, sit down and chat.
I mean, I told this story earlier today. I kind of screwed my checkbook up, and it wouldn't be the first time. The wonderful people at ESB Bank straightened me out. I took from my money market the checks and put them in my personal checking and got little backwards, as they say. The reason after People's Home Savings left, and I'm telling you this on the air for the first time, that I never left ESB Bank. I love what Charlotte does. I had a visit at the corporate headquarters. Elwood City Bank, obviously, is what it stood for many years ago during a children's hospital campaign. Really attached myself, fell in love all over again with hometown banking. But the main reason why I never left ESB after they bought out People's was because of your father and his bank that he loved so much and dedicated his life to. How proud are you to have seen where that little Elwood City Bank has gone from when your father first got involved and was on the board there?
Well, just to see Elwood City grow.
Oh.
You know, when I graduated college in December of 86. I had a customer that was a real estate agent, and she had some property for sale in what is known today as Cranberry Township. And we went out and looked at the property one Saturday after church. And Ruth laid the map out on the car and showed us 3 acres and said, I know it's smaller than where you're at, but this is going to be a thriving community someday. And she gave us a price, and she told us $1 million. And Dad said, wow. And she said, well, Clem, don't get excited. That's per acre. Dad said, my son just got out of college. He has great ideas. We'll think about it, and we probably won't call you. So on the ride home, Dad explained to me that when he was little and my grandparents on Sunday would take him for a ride, they would go to Newcastle to go get a hot dog at Coney Island. He said it was an out-of-the-way place. Not a lot of people knew where it was at, but they had the best hot dogs. He said, we're staying in Elwood City, and we're going to be the Coney Island of RV dealers.
Truly one of the greatest little towns of America. And as I was pumping gas after I left the funeral home and the snow was coming down, I was looking at all the lights. Obviously, the faith-based community it is, the number of churches and the window panes frosted over and the Christmas lights, truly, it was like a postcard, a Norman Rockwell painting. And the people are as great as the picture that I took with my mind that night, and I'm really happy to have you here today. Lots more to talk about. You want to chime in, you have anything on your mind in the way of RVs, call us now. Randy Genicola from Clem's RVs is here, and if you say today at the RV show the following, you will get a special discount.
Stack them high, let them fly, stack them deep, and sell them cheap.
We'll come back much more with Randy Genicola. I wish I could do it that well. We'll be back with more next on KDKA.
There's only one station Pittsburgh depends on for breaking news, weather, and traffic. The voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh Works. We're with Randy Giannacola, Clem's RVs. Listen, I knew a lot about your dad, but I didn't realize this history about some of the other businesses. We're going to talk to Kathy in just moments. She is on our phone line. She's from Elwood City. She wants to talk about RVs. And if you'd like to join us, 2-866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. He had a filling station. He had Riverside Pizza, Riverside Chrysler Dodge, all at one time.
Yeah, Beaver Valley RV Center in Beaver Falls.
Where the McDonald's now is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have to tell me that if it wasn't for your mother, and I know your dad worked hard, he'd have never kept all this straight. I mean, how did he do that, Randy?
Mom was the backbone, really kept them straight. Dad would come up with the ideas. Mom would say, no, 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 and he'd give two taps on her knee and say, Helen, shut up. We're going
to
do it.
We're going to do it. Let's go to Kathy in Elwood City on Pittsburgh Works for Randy Giannacola. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. This is Kathy Blank from Elwood City. I just want to say what a wonderful humanitarian Clem was. A lot of people do not know that Clem used to help us at the Elwood City Rotary Club auction, which we had every March, and we would earn money to give away $10,000 worth of scholarships for the local students. And Clem would donate a small tag-along camper or something of that sort, and we put that up for bid. What a great time we had. And with his professionalism and his kindness, he was always there behind us. That we even made him an honorary Rotarian for Elwood City. And as far as Helen and Clem, I've known them since I was a bride. I would have been married to my first husband about 53 years, and when he had the little store out there on the country. But anyway, thank God for Clem and Helen, because every time I burnt the food or when I had my in-laws over and I didn't make something right, I could always run down to Clem's store and get extra spaghetti and stuff like that till finally I got it just right. Helen is a wonderful person, and they were a team together.
Oh, that's great stuff. Listen, Kathy, thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you for listening. And like I said, he just was a marvelous person.
All right. One thing, and we're going to get right back to the business of RVs. A lot of people, you never hear about these accolades until after they pass. No offense, Randy, but everywhere I would go, your catchphrase would come up, and then it would be a story about your father. Did he tell you about paying it forward? Did he talk to you about that a lot, too?
Well, he wants the business to keep going. He always said that Mom was the greatest wife in the world. She had four kids and never interrupted a day's business.
I'm having a kid, Clem. Yeah, hey, I'm at work.
Right. But, you know, when Dad passed,
right,
you know, we typically had that week shut down to give everybody a break after running all year before the RV show.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe in my mind that Dad knew that we were closed, that things were in line for the RV show.
He picked the right time.
He picked the right time. He did not want to interrupt the day's business. And, you know, we're all sad and upset. My youngest son, Joey, didn't want to go back to college.
Tough. You know, and I got to tell you, you're a lot like your father. And I can't even imagine what it was like. Do you ever tell your boys, you think you work hard? You have no clue how hard I worked alongside my father.
I just told him if your grandfather was here today, he would kick you square and you know what.
You can say ass on the radio.
Yeah, it's not time. It's time to go to work.
Oh.
You know, we got the RV show, and yeah, it's an early call for all of us. And the Monday morning that we started moving in, it was an even earlier call. Everybody reported at 6:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it has to be.
And, you know, it's really funny, but I don't know. And I got to set the record straight. He was never on the board, but he was a huge advocate of ESB Bank. And, you know, these women that have been tellers there for decades since I have been a member of that bank, going back to People's Home Savings, they're really like extensions of my family. I know all about when they've had kids and grandkids and gotten married and this and that and promotions. I've seen them gone from branch to branch, always smiling. So you got to believe, coming out of Elwood, a lot of that rubbed off on these people to have that neighborly outlook that you really don't find in business today. And if you want to find it, you really don't have to look any further than what you do every day.
Right. Dad was always a proponent of doing things in the community. Mrs. Blank called Kathy. Dad did donate to the Rotary. If anybody came in soliciting a donation, if it was for the kids, he had a soft spot for kids because he knew they were the future of our country. The pitchers that we have of basketball teams, baseball teams, traveling teams, if it was for the kids, Dad was all for it.
All I want to know is best pizza in Elwood right now. Who has it?
Oh, that would have to be Vinny's.
All right, so I'm coming out. We're going to have some Vinny's pizza with your mom. Floor plans. Always big on floor pan plans. And these guys are like Picasso and Da Vinci. They step back and they frame everything up. Why is that so important? And you really don't have a huge, huge, huge space in Elwood, but it's just so picture perfect. Talk about floor plans real quick.
The number one reason why people buy an RV is the floor plan. You got to be able to take a shower, stand up in it. You have to be able to sit on the toilet. You have to feed your family. You have to sleep your family. So floor plan is the number one motive. It's not the interior color. It's not the price. It's not the options. If the floor plan fits, we can make the price right. We can make it affordable with the help of ESB Bank.
All right, last thing as we go to break. The thing that you have said to me so many times in the past, why go on a two-week vacation when you can have a three-month vacation? And you would tell me these stories of, you know, s'mores and campfires and fishing with your kids that I would just sit out there at Clem's and be mesmerized. When I'm working 20 hours a day, that 1 hour with you was like a vacation. Is it still feasible to do that today and family affordable to do that today?
It's the most affordable way to go on a vacation. Oh, I keep hearing all this stuff about flus. You don't know who sat on the train seat, the bus seat, the airplane seat before you, the cruise ship. You can eat when you want. You can eat what you want. You can stop and smell the roses. If you see a billboard that says there's an apple pie festival, that plane's not landing for you to go. You don't even see the billboard. But when you're in your RV, you can detour and go get yourself some apple pie.
All right, let me take a short break. We'll come back much more with Randy Giannicola. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
This is Daddy Clem's all-time favorite, little Roger Miller, King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means.
Yes, he was, no doubt. Daddy Clem.
King of the road.
You know, while I was at the funeral home looking at this montage of pictures, and I said this just moments ago to you off the air, your family really was the American dream, if you think about it. What your dad accomplished and how humble he was, and many people will never know his portfolio, but he would have been someone that Jim Meredith would have been proud to represent from Heffron Tillotson. So smart, and it was always about save, save, save. Business was important, but family first as well, too. And that's something that you've been able to carry over into your business, Randy, as far as telling families how you can really become a closer family by getting into the RV business.
It's all about the lifestyle, sitting around a campfire, cooking pizza pies and s'mores, cracking peanut shells and throwing them into the fire. I was a Boy Scout leader for many years, and that's kind of what the Boy Scouts was about. It was a natural move over, you know, with the camping, although I prefer to sleep in a Coachman Catalina than I do a Coleman tent.
Absolutely.
The bed's a lot softer. I like being able to make a cup of coffee real quick in the microwave in the morning. But it's the lifestyle that we're selling, Rob. It really is.
All right. Now, look, the hotline of savings, we want to explain to everybody how this works. Go ahead.
Well, we have two hotlines this week. We have the RV Show hotline, which is 724-651-3657. That comes directly to me during show hours. I can tell you if we have it. I can tell you if we get it. And let me tell you, there's not too many things we can't get. Even if there's something my competitor's selling and you want it, I can get it. That's how many friends we have. When the show's not open, our hotline for savings is 1-800-747-1540. So please call us if you want to join this lifestyle, this movement across America, please call and we can help you.
It is a movement. These people are so plugged in. And the campground communities, the people that own the campgrounds, the families that patronize these campgrounds, it really is a world within a world.
Oh, there's not a weekend that the area campgrounds don't have something going on from Christmas to July. In July, they got great Halloween parties. There's every weekend, and it's moved beyond horseshoes and bingo.
And here's the thing, too. Nothing wrong with some horseshoes and bingo, though. Horseshoes and bingo. And I can't believe that that little Shih Tzu was traded in on a pop-up trailer. You got to love it. Clem's RVs in Elwood. Service is something, 16 bays, if I remember correctly. I mean, that's something that you really take pride in. You got a 24-hour emergency hotline as well. Tell me how that works.
Well, all the RVs built today look great. Nobody's building junky RVs. They look great. They're using quality components. So if Clem's RV is going to separate ourselves from the rest of the pack, and my father coined this saying years ago, service to sell again. This past year, we've kind of dedicated and reinvested in the business, our service department. New positions, new people, additional people, 24-hour answering service. We have a technician on call. We have master certified techs, state-of-the-art tools to work on the RVs. We spend so much money on training to keep our technicians trained. It's all about the service.
You know, if we ever have Randy back, I may open it up for those of you who are in this lifestyle of RV and what made you get involved and why you like it so much. Because I think once people hear the stories, the RVs will sell for themselves. And see, Randy practiced what he preached, as his father did too. That's how they went on family vacations. That's how they learned about throwing those peanut shells into the fire. You really have to understand, there is no way better to travel to see this great country than by an RV. Now, here's something that's awesome. And I love Orlando. Was there many years ago. Every customer gets something very special. Tell them about this.
Well, Dad always liked the idea of promoting the use of what we sold. And so everybody that buys a travel trailer, fifth wheel, or pop-up from us gets a week stay in Clearmont, Florida, 6 miles from Orlando. We own two campsites and a huge resort. And our customers that buy motorhomes from us, we have a lot in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. So our motorhome customers can go to Hilton Head and
park it.
Just there for a week. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. My wife and I and my mother-in-law and father-in-law went down this past summer. August is not the ideal time to go to Hilton Head. It was so hot.
How hot was it? You were frying eggs on your RV.
Right. But, yeah, we had a blast. Got down there. We saw that our lot wasn't the worst in the resort. It wasn't the best. So we've just, again, reinvested in the business. Had some improvements to the lot done in Hilton Head, and I think this year we'll make it down to see the Florida lots and do the same there. But we've also partnered with 17, 18 local campgrounds that when you buy an RV from us, we want you to patronize the local campgrounds as well. You know, you buy one night, they'll give you one night for free. We've partnered with a resort in Gettysburg that has 4 or 5 different resorts across the country. We'll get you 30 days of free camping at Gettysburg. So we want to promote the use of what we sell. We really do care about our customers. We want them to use their RVs. So we're all about promoting the use and getting you out there using what you just bought.
Listen, this isn't something that even the wonderful, Daddy Clem invented. This has been going on for years. I mean, Airstreams. And of course, if Walt Disney, talking about Orlando, a lot of people don't know this. The thing was all about done as far as Disney World, and his son, Roy, his nephew, Roy, said, look, we're missing something here. That's how they created Frontierland. They wanted to be able to make it affordable for everyone to come, and they thought the best way so they could spend more money in the park was to make a space available for campers, and that's how that whole thing started. So this has really been going on for a very long time, and what a lot of people don't understand, before there was ever an all-inclusive, there was camping vacations. So what you have done, you continue to spin the wheel as far as old school, but new school too. So if you're not really into roughing it, but you love the great outdoors, this is where we're going to take it to the next level. If you haven't seen an RV at Clem's or have gone to the RV show, you owe it to yourself to do so, because these are palatial, to say the least, some of them. Right, Randy?
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. Even the entry-level products look great. And it just gets better as you go up and you see our Georgetown Class A's and our Cardinal and Blue Ridge and Chaparral fifth wheels. I mean, we got walls with brick on. We got fireplaces. We have ice makers.
Fireplaces?
Fireplaces. You know, they're gas burning or electric burning. You know, you don't have to haul wood around, you know. But we got
it takes the chill off the night winter air?
It takes the chill. Yes.
Randy, you got some new models too. Let's talk about the new models, because what you said, it's going to be hard to top it. You know, just like the, you know, Vinny Ricchici, who hosts Drive Time with me, is headed to Detroit for the auto show. 50 new automobiles are coming out, and I'm sure there are some new RVs being seen at the RV show and at Clem's.
Well, we made a business decision to help service our customers. There's two main players in the RV industry, and then there's a lot of smaller manufacturers. But this year we decided to be an exclusive Forest River dealer. So you're going to see all the latest and greatest from Forest River. Of course, we're the oldest Coachman dealership in the world, and we are one of the biggest Coachman dealerships in the whole country. So we have the full lineup of Coachman in terms of their towable products. But we brought in the Cardinal and the Blue Ridge fifth wheels, the Georgetown, the Forester, the Sunseeker motorhomes. And the newest addition to our family is the Rockwood ultra light travel trailers. Everything from their pop-ups to their signature series of tow-along travel trailers and fifth wheels. It is one of the best-selling lightweight trailers in the market today. And we're very fortunate to have landed that relationship with Rockwood. And we're going to bring this RV thing in Pittsburgh to a whole nother level. Let me tell you, there was a lot of dealers in the Pittsburgh area that wanted Rockwood. I feel so fortunate that Forest River has put their trust in me and my team and chose to partner with us.
What was it like in the industry when they heard of the passing of your father, who really is the granddaddy or the daddy Clem of the RV industry?
The outpouring online, because his obituary had hit a lot of the RV blogs. You know, my phone couldn't even make it through a day. I was chewing up batteries, the emails, the texts, the phone calls, the voicemails, and, you know, trying to get all this information funneled over to Mom. It was beautiful.
All right, we'll come back. And again, hotline number of savings. There are two. When it's open, when it's closed, the RV show. Randy.
The open, when the RV show is open, the hotline for savings is 724-651-3657. When the RV show is closed, the hotline for savings is 1-800-747-1540.
We'll come back, and I can say this because we're friends. Put a pinch between your cheek and gum like my man Randy, and you'll get the deal done. We'll come right back. Randy Giannacola is here. Come on, give it to me one time as we go to break.
Stack them high, let them fly, stack them deep, and sell them cheap.
Enough said. Back with more of Pittsburgh Works next.
When getting the story counts, Pittsburgh counts on News Radio 1020 KDKA. Award-winning reporters taking you to the news. We're the station that invented radio news. Depend on News Radio 1020 KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road.
All right, we are back. Pittsburgh Works. So we are talking to Randy Giannacola. He, of course, from Clem's RV Sales in Elwood City. And we're talking about the RV show. Being that we're confessing today, the real reason that every week on Black and Gold, and I've taken lumps about my support for the Oakland Raiders and the late, great Al Davis, is because of you. Because I was baptized many years ago, even when Cower Power was really full speed ahead. They were winning Super Bowls, participating in Super Bowls. You were the lone Oakland Raider fan in Steeler Nation. Explain to me, finally, and that's the reason I love Al Davis, because of you. Why is it that you've always loved the Oakland Raiders?
Well, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, they had a great rivalry, but it's purely an economic decision. I grew up listening to my dad say, I hope the Steelers don't make the playoffs. And I just didn't understand why.
Right.
But when the Steelers make the playoffs you could actually roll a bowling ball through the aisles at the convention center.
Nobody shows up.
Nobody shows up. Everybody's home watching a game, eating popcorn, peanuts, pizza, wings. So if they moved the NFL season, that it started in March and it ended in October, I'd be the number one Steeler fan.
Well, here's what you do, because I'm a big fan of the Rooneys. All you do is have about a dozen black and gold RVs in a garage somewhere. And if they make the playoffs, you roll them into the convention center and do a special for Steeler fans. So think about it.
Yeah, you could hook me up with that.
I could work on
that. Give me an introduction with the Rooneys.
There you go. Hey, I must tell you, and there's so much more we can get to, and we'll do that another day. But just give me some of your memories. This is what I love the most about you, and this is why I've loved doing the AAA show for many years. I hear the vendors, the host, Tracy Edwards, will be here today. Lots of great deals for 2013. And they talk about these destinations and where they go. Tell me about some of your early days traveling and camping with your dad, which were very far and few between because he worked all the time, and most of the time it was a working vacation. You and your lovely bride, 10 years, and believe me, I do not doubt that you and I have the same DNA. I went 20-plus years without a day off or a vacation. I just love what I do, and I know you do too. But tell me about some of those early getaways and then the ones that you did with your sons growing up, and just explain to the audience some of the nuances and things that you did and why the RV industry makes it that much more special to bond with your family and get away.
Well, when we were little, it was nothing. You worked on Saturday till 3. As quick as Dad could help that last customer and get the place locked up, we all piled into a pickup truck and went to Cook's Forest. Dad had a trailer there in a campground called Deer Meadows. And we would spend Saturday around the fire, cooking on the fire, running around in the woods, getting yelled at because we were playing in the muds, picking up frogs and all that kind of stuff. Get up Sunday, go to church, and pack the truck back up. Come home because mom and dad had things to do for the business. And off to school we went Monday morning, and dad and mom turned the key and opened the place up.
You know, you grew up in that business, and your family became so close to other families. And what you have to understand, the automobile industry, the way it's changed today, there's so many dealerships out there. You don't have the repetitive business that you once had. But the thing that I remember the most about your business, you had repeat customers, not just families, but generations. And now you're at that age, as I am, where you've seen, you know, mom, pa have their kids, and now their kids are coming in, and their kids' kids are coming in. How special is that to watch families grow and also become closer to the Genicola family?
Well, it's special, and it's not so special. The not so special part is knowing that I'm growing old.
And you want to do more.
Right.
Right.
The special part is that, you know, when I first started, I sold a family a trailer, and now their kids are coming and buying trailers from us, and their grandkids are coming and buying trailers from us. And just being able to talk about their parents and their grandparents, just visiting, it is about family. And that's one thing that I try to do at the dealership. If I'm back in my office doing what I do and one of my sales guys come down and say, hey, there's a customer. And it just happened with Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds. They said, is Randy here? I said, yeah, we're not buying nothing until we can talk to Randy. So I just go up and visit with them, and they're bringing pictures in and showing the first trailer that they bought off of my mom and dad. And, you know, they tell stories about me growing up there at the dealership. And it's always the same thing. Out of the four kids, I was the one getting yelled at. I was a little mischievous.
You know, and with the way the world is today, all you have to do is listen to the news or read the headlines. RV is still the safest way to get your family together and to go on a vacation where you can kind of pretty much control your surroundings.
It is. You know, I have not read in the last many years of any RV being hijacked.
No.
No, right?
No.
You can do what you want. It's very affordable. The campgrounds today have so many amenities, pitch and putt, swimming pools, rec rooms for the kids, and a lot of the campgrounds are near destinations. You know, the Grand Canyon, the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, Gettysburg Battlefield.
What's that like?
Oh, it's just absolutely beautiful. I mean, if you're a history buff, you need to own an RV because there are so many places that you can go, and you can kind of get two hobbies at one time.
And you really go at your own pace. Nobody, no tour guide is telling you, get back on the bus, get into the plane, you're going to be late for cruise ships, you know, setting sail. You really control your own destiny. And with the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg coming up, I come to the RV show and I say this,
Stack them high, let them fly, stack them deep, and sell them cheap.
So I get a great deal, and I can go to Gettysburg and celebrate, not worry about hotel reservations, all the things that go with it. Get the family, maybe a few cousins, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and take off.
I'd like each family to have their own RV, Rob. I'm a little greedy.
You know what? You're the consummate professional. When I used to think I was selling and I was in my prime, there was always Randy Giannacola, the Babe Ruth, ladies and gentlemen of the industry. Last thing. I have a hard enough time driving my Suburban. And I've never asked you this. Believe it or not, there's always a question that I haven't asked. Can you teach me how to drive one of these things?
Sure. Just come on up. We'll put you behind the wheel of a motorhome, or we'll hook a trailer up to my truck, and we'll take you out.
Is it that difficult? These are not standard transmissions. They're automatics.
They're automatics. They have cruise control. They have power windows, power locks, GPSs, CD players, air conditioning. Rob, you can buy a Class C mini motorhome today for less than you can buy a Escalade, a Denali, and you can do those three S's in the back when you stop.
And with the history of my personal life, I could have just pulled out of the driveway.
And no taxes.
You're kidding me. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, hotline savings number. When they're open, when they're not open at the RV show.
When the RV show is open, the hotline for savings is 724-651-3657. When the RV show is closed, the hotline for savings is 1-800-747-1540. And that phone number answers 24/7.
All right, we're doing it together for the very first time. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Stack them high,
let them fly,
stack them deep, and sell them cheap.
We'll be right back to wrap up the hour with Randy Giannacola.
The NCAA and its president, Mark Emmert, seized upon the opportunity for publicity.
When world news becomes our news.
Governor Tom Corbett is suing the NCAA to overturn the sanctions and fines levied on Penn State following the Jerry Sandusky scandal.
Corbett said the school was forced to agree greatest sanctions because of the threat of shutting down the football program.
Get the story here.
Bird was happy to hear the governor say Penn State should spend the $60 million in fines to fight abuse even if the lawsuit prevails.
News Radio 1020, KDKA.